Edwards. On today's Paint from the Edwards Notebook, another look at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. To sum it up in one word, spectacular. Almost every major auto producer is rolling out magnificent dream machines being showcased in a spruced up and expanded convention center that has received positive feedback from media journalists from around the world. Amongst the many standouts at this year's North American International Auto Show are the Chevy Silverado, which was honored as the 2014 Truck of the Year. With one look at the Corvette Stingray, you will instantly understand why it received the Car of the Year award. The makers of Cadillac have finally shown they have imagination with the creation of the El Mirage concept vehicle. Personally, I hope that one will be manufactured in the not-too-distant future. The giant Ford display is highlighted with both the beautiful 2015 Mustang, which should be in dealership showrooms by this autumn, and the popular F-150 Supertruck. In addition, you'll probably get a kick viewing the Ford assembly line. In fact, despite the general economic doldrums America is experiencing, one of the economic bright spots is the U.S. auto industry. Ford Motor Company's Bill Ford agrees.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I couldn't be happier with how everything's going.
This year's North American International Auto Show also features beautiful concept vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Volkswagen. Once you check out the new BMWs, Mercedes, and Lincolns, you will quickly notice the difficulty in just picking your favorite dream machine. One of my favorite highlights of Auto Show Press Week this year was getting to see the automotive design creations by Lawrence Tech students whose designs rival anything brought forth by professionals already in the business. Congratulations to Ahmed Galmouche, who took top honors for his design, and he hopes to see his designs in your driveway.
You know, that's the goal. It's trying to get into industry. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on, and hopefully I get to that point.
From what I've seen of this year's North American International Auto Show, the auto industry will have many good days in the future, especially once the United States economy is reinvigorated. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, Ops Gear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At Ops Gear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, Ops Gear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. Ops Gear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Maybe I should take that a little bit slower. A lot of us look at Texas and we think, wow, that's the gun freedom capital of the world. Sometimes not so much so. My next guest actually had permission. actually sought counsel among law enforcement. Actually got out there and didn't break the law. Got arrested anyway. Joining me now from West Texas is Michael Kagan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. This is just another one of these. See, the problem with this, and Michael is a member of an organization called Come and Take It, which is a open carry advocacy group. Bring us up to speed on how all of this transpired, if you would. What's the background on this? Because there's other people that you guys mentioned that also got arrested for not breaking the law.
Yes, sir. Well, so basically, it all started with Mike Hamilton and a friend. They were open carrying out there in Andrews, and we actually met him on our first walk here in Midland. And he let us know basically what happened and that he was approached by police officers and told to go home. He was then, the next morning, called into the police station and he talked to the chief and was, you know, intimidated and threatened with a disorderly conduct charge if he ever open carried again. So that's our first pretty much documented case of what the official oppression that's going on in Andrews. Another case was Joey Posey, who was not so long ago, in November 30th. He wasn't a part of any group at the time, but he had seen the videos and watched some things and did his own research and looked up the laws and decided that he was going to go out and lawfully open carry one night with his kids. He went up to Dairy Queen, and from talking to him, and you know, everything went great that night. He was having some great interactions with people, and it wasn't until he was about a block away from his house that he got swarmed with cops, and he was arrested, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct, which is what they ended up arresting me for also.
Now, let me ask a question about the disorderly conduct charge. How do they characterize that? Because they got a phone call? That's the disorderly conduct part of it?
Well, they're using Section 8 of the disorderly conduct law, which is displaying a firearm in a manner calculated to alarm. Now, Greaves versus State, clearly in the final outcome of that case, basically says that a 911 call does not prove how the firearm was displayed, and that's actually the officer's job that responds to the call. And obviously, in this case, they basically took the word of a civilian who, and we understand that this is a, you know, gun rights and, you know, openly carrying is a two-party type thing. There are definitely going to be people that don't agree. And I understand that if someone calls in a 911, if the police get a 911 call, that they may have to respond. And that's pretty much it. You know, once they get out there and see that, hey, this guy's, you know, just practicing his Second Amendment, have a great day, and we'll see you later. And that's the end of the story.
Now, let me ask you another question. Now, when they're out there saying that you're carrying in a manner to alarm, now, we're talking, you can only carry long guns in the open in Texas right now, correct?
Long guns and then also pre-1899 black powder pistols.
Oh, well, those are my favorite. That's my choice for self-defense. So with the long gun part of it, have there ever been any instructions supplied by any authority as to what is the way to carry that in a non-threatening manner?
As simple as common sense, okay? Exactly how I was doing it, exactly how Billy Posey was doing it, and exactly how Come and Take It suggests everyone carry, and that is slung on your back with the barrel facing downward and not having a round chambered into the barrel. That's simply it right there.
So
it doesn't get any more non-threatening than that.
Magazine can be in it with ammunition.
Magazine can be in it with ammunition, absolutely. And there,
so, I've seen the pictures, and I've seen all these people that are out there doing it, and all of them have them slung on the back. There's only two sides to your body. If you have it slung on the front, that is, that's in a combat-ready position if it's slung on the front. And I didn't want to interrupt
like
you.
Said,
I just wanted a little clarification on that.
It's just common sense, you know. You could break it down as many ways as possible, but when it really comes down to it, it's just use your head. So after Joey got arrested, we got wind of what was going on out there in Andrews, and we decided to go ahead and kind of up the need for an open carry walk out there. And so James Franklin, our regional director out here in West Texas, made contact with the police chief there, Bud Jones. And Jones was concerned with a motor vehicle code that he thought we may be in violation of. And, you know, James explained to him that that motor vehicle code is referring to a parade or a funeral procession. He explained to him, you know, we're not a parade, we're not a funeral, we're going to be on the sidewalk, we're not using vehicles. And so actually as our walk finished up, we were asked to disperse because of the vehicle code, and so we did. But kind of stemming off that, we realized that maybe, you know, we needed to do a more intimate, you know, conversation with the chief. And so myself, James Franklin, and Ashby Bridges, who's the local admin for Andrews, all sat down with the chief in his office and, you know, hashed out everything. And I even, you know, I asked him point blank, will a single person open carrying in Andrews be harassed? You know, it's basically what happened with Joey. And Jones said an officer may come out if they do get a 911 call. But if everything is, you know, everything is okay, then no one will be arrested for open carrying in Andrews.
Okay, we're coming up on the first break, so I want to hold you right there. I know that there are funds set up for the legal defense of both you and Mr. Posey. You want to give out those links to where people can go if they want to contribute?
Is
that at the Caddy West? Would that be at the Caddy website?
Yes, sir. If you look up Come and Take It Midland Odessa on Facebook, we have all those links for the funds set up on there.
If you're out there listening and it offends you like it offends me to be arrested for not breaking the law, which every time I say that, I can't even say that with a straight face. then look at these two gentlemen who are out there actually putting their money where their mouth is and walking the walk, trying to make things better in their part of the world. And there's a lot of other things at play here as well, but support him. By all means, support him. When we get back, we're going to go from where he's talking to the police chief to what transpired after that. You hang on, please, sir, if you will.
All right.
I laugh because I don't have time to cry. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Michael Kagan. Michael was just walking around minding his own business, got permission, talked to the right people, fully complied with the law, got arrested because he was carrying a long gun on his back in a threatening manner, because Michael, just like all the other ones that get arrested, have this innate ability to grow arms out of their back or something. I don't know. Anyway, so, Michael, you went to the police chief and you guys discussed what you wanted to do, and he assured you that should one of you be walking down the street carrying your rifle slung in the not only non-threatening manner known to man, that you might be hassled a little bit, you know, a little inquiry, and then you'd be on your way, right?
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, we had assurances. When it comes to, especially out here in West Texas, and especially from a police chief, when you talk to a man and you shake on something, that's solid rock right there. So, and you know, come and take it, Caddy, we don't suggest that anybody, you know, go on a walk by themselves. And if they, you know, if they do, to have someone come with them that's not carrying, to be filming at all. And, but like I said, you know, I did go out that day. It was on a Wednesday, and we had a open carry walk coming up that Saturday. And I decided to go out there. I wanted to verify the route that had been approved by Chief Jones for that Saturday. Because we have some older couples and, you know, children that attend the walk. And I wanted to find a suitable halfway point, just in case somebody had to turn back.
Right.
You know, and then also so I could personally tell Andrew's members, since the Andrew's chapter is so new, that they no longer had to fear the official oppression there in Andrew's. I wanted to be able to say that, you know, that, hey, we do have, we've talked to the chief, and I myself have come out here, and I can tell you without a doubt, you know, everything is going to be all right. And it, and everything was going great that day. And real quick, you know, like the liberal media out there has kind of strain off of the actual story here, and that was my arrest. But they want to bring in other things that have absolutely nothing to do with it. And I'd like to kind of debunk those myths on 7-Eleven and the school issue.
Okay.
Because in my arrest video, I was first detained. I was approached and detained, like I said, for disorderly conduct is what he told me. And it wasn't, I wasn't in handcuffs. I was just standing there while the officers discussed among themselves different laws that they thought maybe they could arrest me for. And actually, one of the lieutenants that was on site even told Jones, hey, we don't have anything on this guy. You know, what are we going to charge him with? And so, in the arrest video, I was approached by the officer and asked if I had gone into a 7-Eleven. And I told him, yeah, you know, I went in there earlier on today. I needed to get a water. And as soon as I said yes, I was put in handcuffs. And then I was further detained. I wasn't arrested at that point. I was just now detained in handcuffs. And, you know, 7-Eleven, for anybody that doesn't know, is a local little gas station. They're
big. I mean, we've got 7-Elevens here.
Well, you know, and I thought that, but I've actually talked to people, and they're like, what is a 7-Eleven? So I, you know, wanted to clear it up just in case.
Right.
And basically, when they were putting me in handcuffs, the chief said, you went into a 7-Eleven and they sell alcohol and that's illegal. Well, it's not. You know, for in order for that to have even been an issue, there would have had, it would have to be a 51% establishment, meaning, you know, that 51% of their revenue comes from the sale of alcohol. And it's not.
In South Carolina, we call those bars.
Oh, is that what they're called? Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And so, you know, I tried to explain this to him, and it was, no, they sell alcohol, and you went in there, and you're getting put in handcuffs now.
Mm.
So, and there are no signs. There are no firearms allowed, permitted. There's not a 30-06 sign. There's nothing. So that was the whole 7-Eleven ordeal. And then the school, you know, I was on the far east side of Main Street, and two blocks to the west is a middle school. And, you know, I made sure that I stayed as far away as I could on the route so as to not, you know, even get anywhere close. And, you know, basically, if I would have been in violation of any law, whether it be the 7-Eleven or the school issue, that's what I would have been arrested for. But I wasn't. I was slapped with a catch-all charge, you know, of disorderly conduct. And so, yeah, you know, everything was going great that day. I actually, you know, I had two or three officers pass me in their cruisers while I was walking, and not a second look at me, didn't care one bit. And so I even made a short video and was like, you know, hey, you know, Andrews is turning a new leaf here, and looks like you know, we're actually going to get somewhere pretty quick. And about 10 minutes later, I was arrested. So, you know, never count your chickens too early. You know, you can't ever be too sure. So, you know, and that's what bothers me so much is that, you know, like you said, I was not doing anything illegal that day. On top of everything, I had the assurances of Bud Jones, the chief of police.
There are some people out there that are saying that Bud Jones actually showed up at that site. Did he do that?
Yeah, he's actually listed as one of the arresting officers.
So when Bud Jones showed up, did you look at Bud Jones and say, hey, Bud Jones, you remember that talk I had with you with the other two witnesses that were there that said, where you told me this wouldn't be happening?
And I did. I said pretty much that exact phrase. And I'm kind of asking, like, what's going on here? You know, I thought we hashed this out. I thought this was understood that this type of thing was, you know, going to be happening. And it was as though we had never talked. And he even says in his interview that one of the local news stations did with him, we had no idea who he was or what he was doing. So the lies just go on and on here.
Now, this is going to, if this makes it into court, this is going to shed a lot of bad light on him, isn't it? Because you had witnesses with you at that conversation.
Yes, sir. There were two witnesses at that conversation, and also we have audio recordings of that entire conversation.
Oh, that's just so
we
bad.
Sat there and talked for about 2 hours.
So, and hopefully, for all of you at CATI, I'm going to cut this segment up and send it to you so you can post it on your website. So maybe if the good Chief Bud Jones is listening, he can listen to this. Here is what I would have to postulate to you, Michael, that I think happened. Either he was so embarrassed that this had happened that he had to lie about it, or he set you up.
The thought has crossed my mind.
And if it is either one, with this little bit of evidence that you have, this damning evidence that you have, he has just painted himself into an absolute bad corner. You hang on one more time for me.
Absolutely.
We'll continue this conversation with the man from Texas who got arrested for doing nothing illegal. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour is Michael Kagan. And Michael exists within the letter of the law. Military veteran. He was one of those 10th Mountain Division tough hombres that I used to read about. Unblemished legal record altogether. And did everything that was right, did everything that he went above and beyond the pale to make sure that everybody knew and everybody was on the same page. And then law enforcement, after they signed off in the book on that page, ripped the page out of the book. Come and Take It, the people that Come and Take It came and got you out of jail after they arrested you. What have you heard in the community concerning this? Because they haven't charged you with anything, right? The charges are pending, but you have a court date, so they intend to charge you with something as soon as they figure out what it is.
That is correct.
Where is the community on this?
For the majority, the community is absolutely behind me. I've met some really great people, and we've gained, quite a few members actually since the arrest that are just outraged that this even happened, that something like this in West Texas could be happening. So that really does, feel great that, people out there are awake and maybe Like you just said, I did have an unblemished record. I've never been put in handcuffs before, when I was arrested. But maybe there is going to be some good that comes out of this. Some fence sitters or like I, here in Caddy, we like to call them butters. We support the Second Amendment, but, they always have an excuse. And so maybe some of those people have finally climbed down off the fence and realized that this kind of thing does happen. And, if it goes unchecked, then it'll just continue to happen.
Well, I want to put this out there. And like I said, I'm going to make this segment available to come and take it. And I sincerely hope that the Andrews Police Department monitors their site and listens to this. Chief Jones, you're about to be gaslit. You've caught the attention of people like David Kodria and Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and you're making your town, and I'm sure Andrews, is Andrews a pretty nice little town?
It's a nice little small town, yes it is.
Well, Chief Jones, you're making Andrews look like it came out of the Dukes of Hazzard. And you're both the Sheriff Roscoe and Boss Hogg character. You're playing dual roles. So what's about to happen here is this, and this is the very best thing you could possibly do. You need to go ahead and drop the case and gird the taxpayers for the civil suit that's coming your way. That's the best thing you could do. If you want to take it to court, I know who the players are that are looking at this. And if I have any influence in this particular argument, and I'm going to, if it means that with my dying breath, if I die prior to that court date, if I get it done, I'm going to die happy. I'm going to bring a little bit of oomph to this argument. Not because of anything other than the fact that your job is to uphold the law. You don't get to interpret it. You don't get to get out there and have your personal sway in it. When you took the job, when you took the oath, when you pinned on the tin, you said to the community of Andrews, I will take care of things. And getting out there and taking care of things is not going out and busting a bunch of people that are just following the law. If you don't like following the law, if you don't want to be, go be a police chief in New York State. Head to Connecticut. There's all kinds of places you can go where you can just be the despot you want to be. And I'm in South Carolina, by the way. If you want to contact me, you can go to the Republic Broadcasting Network website. It has an email address on there. Contact me and come at me with all you got, because I have the wherewithal to deal with you. Because I'm not breaking any laws either. It ain't libel if you're telling the truth. Going forward, come and take it? What is the strategy as we go forward with this?
Well, right now I'm kind of in legal limbo. Like you said, I'm just waiting to see what happens. I'll be going to court at the end of this month, but that in the little town of Andrews, that doesn't mean anything. Joey also had a court date to see what he was going to be charged with, and when he got there, he was not even on the docket. So he's still to this day in legal limbo, as I am also. So we're in a waiting game right now.
Now in Texas, is that where the charges are leveled when you go to court? I mean, has Mr. Posey been charged with anything yet?
He is not in any official manner. We were arrested, like I said, for disorderly conduct. Uh-huh. But when we go to court for the first time, that's when the official charges will be brought against us, and we'll either plead guilty or not guilty. So, it's just a painstakingly waiting game right now. And since the arrest, actually, a local news station posted up some pictures of it on their Facebook site and cited a huge debate on Facebook, where a member, an actual Andrews resident, made terroristic threats against our group and said that if he saw anyone open carrying in Andrews, they would need a lot more than their gun to protect themselves. And
so what, have you gotten on the wrong side of Kal-El? Have you made Superman mad?
I guess so. Well, we have two members that actually tried to go and file a report, not a criminal charges, just to make them aware of what was going on. And the Andrews PD basically said, we're too busy with that, you know, here, talk to these people, and then talk to these people. And is what's come of it is absolutely nothing. They said that that's a perceived threat, and they won't be doing anything about that.
Sort of like the threats that Jared Lee Loftner in Tucson, Arizona, was projecting all over the place until he finally popped like a cork and went out there and shot and killed six people and shot Gabrielle Giffords point blank in the head. Sort of like those, perceived?
I'm having to assume so, yes. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's, but, hey, you know, we did our part, and we let the proper authorities know. And so it's just one more thing, you know.
I know you guys have identified this particular pilgrim. Do you want to give out his name?
I won't.
Okay.
Just for
pilgrim,
my,
how are you going to hurt a gun carrier? How are you going to hurt a gun? Do you know what the 10th Mountain Division is? Do you know what they put those boys through? When guys get out of the 10th Mountain Division, they walk around, and everything else in the military is like, it's like going from the regular army to the Salvation Army after you get out of the 10th Mountain Division. Lord. So let me get this right, just so I'm keeping score right here, okay? You got arrested for not breaking the law, and a guy makes a death threat against your group, which is obviously breaking the law. Let me try that. Let you try that.
I think with their... with their views on me, I think I might be breaking the law in that case, if it were me.
Well, I'm sure in Andrews they would throw the book at you.
I wanted to get it out one more time, just so everybody knows. You know, if you go online to catitx.com, you can see a map of the entire state. Find a local city that we've got a group in. Join up if you want to start a chapter. We've got people that can help you to do that. And then also, any of the videos or audio that we have from those conversations with the chief, you can find them on YouTube at Come and Take It Midland Odessa.
Oh, I'm going to have to go give that one a listen. Let me get you to hold one more time, because Stephanie just popped something up there. That I one of you told me yesterday this, and I wanna put that out there for the listening audience, and just for their consideration.
Okay.
Anyway, like I said, you hold on, folks. Go if you want to find them, okay. And Stephanie, correct me if I'm wrong. If you want to find them, do a search on the internet for "Come and Take It, West Texas." And that should direct you, I think, to their webpage and their Facebook page, where they have a fund set up for these two people that did nothing wrong, that don't know what's going to happen. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday as we get ready to go away. This is Lock and Load, coming to us live from the Paramount Pictures soon-to-be-released feature film where they're doing pre-production on the new picture, which will be titled The Battle of Athens 2, Andrews, Texas, or subtitled Bud Jones Rides the Town Out on a Fast Monorail, is Michael Kagan, the latest guy to get arrested for doing nothing. Michael, have you got time for us to take a call real quick?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir. Fred in Georgia.
Good morning.
Morning, yes.
I can't wait for that film to come out. I saw the first one or some excerpts from it.
Yes. Yes.
And, well, I'm just floored that you got arrested. It's striking me now that our biggest problem really is the rule of law.
Or the lack of it.
Lack of it, because Congress can pass illegal gun laws, and there we have no tools to prosecute them, hold them to the law. Police are routinely getting away with doing stuff like they're doing, including brutality, knockless raid stuff. people that are rich, like John Corzine, are getting away because of selective prosecution. I mean, something's got to be done about that. You know, we can pass any... It's like the stupid idea of doing a constitutional convention. They're ignoring the Constitution now. So if you add something else for them to ignore, what point is it? You know? Somehow we got to get all these people accountable to the law, I think. And that's actually what that movie's about, right?
Yeah, well,
the movie's
yeah,
about...
It's getting them accountable to the law at the end of an M1 Garand.
Well...
Which they then cleaned and stuck back in the armory. Real, Fred, thanks for the call back. They're stacking up on me all of a sudden. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Or is it Fred
Hello.
In Tennessee?
This is Terrence in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wonder if the police chief would arrest himself if he found himself breaking the law.
Well, I don't know. Is it breaking the law to arrest somebody falsely?
Well, he was fabricating probable cause by saying you went into a liquor store, which was fabricating probable cause. He falsely arrested you, falsely imprisoned you, a warrantless search and seizured you. When you get him into court, you ought to dress him down, and by that I mean make him stand there as a man, because an officer cannot break the law, but a man can, because an officer is confined to the law. And if he wasn't acting within the confines of an officer, he was impersonating an officer. Okay? What you need to get a hold of Eddie Craig and Randy Kelton. Randy's near Dallas and Eddie Craig's in Austin. And you can start page search their names and find them. Randy Kelton loves filing charges against public servants for malfeasance, misfeasance, impersonating, failure to perform, name a number of thousand things in the penal code that they are bound to, and they are not immune from criminal prosecution. So if I was in the judge in court, when they called my name, first thing I would say when the officer opened up his mouth, I'd say, objection, the witness has rights. Would you please read him his rights before he testifies? Because he has the right to remain silent and not incriminate himself. And I would make sure the judge did that. And that puts the judge on notice that he is also subject to arrest. And you can have the bailiff arrest the judge, which you won't. And then there's another guy to sue. But check out Randy Kelton and Eddie Craig, especially Randy Kelton, because he does this just for fun.
Are you writing that down, Stephanie? I know Stephanie from Come and Take It West Texas is listening. Say those names again, please.
Randy Kelton, he's near Dallas, he can start paging, and Eddie Craig, he's near Austin. And the thing is, these public servants never do what they're supposed to do. But, I can't think of his name, a guy in North Carolina has sued the Dallas Police Department in North Carolina, Dallas, North Carolina, in an administrative court, and the administrative court ruled that he could not sue them because they were not government employees, they were private contractors, which means they have no immunity. They're private contractors. They are not even government employees. Because a municipality is a municipal corporation. It is not a state agency. It's a private for-profit corporation. There's so much fraud and deceit that these government employees are pulling on us, and the way to get away with it is the crooked judges and the crooked lawyers that make a living off, they're like Al Capone, they make a living off their crimes.
Terrence, thanks for that tip. I appreciate those names. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck, and you'll find out that you'll be the plaintiff, and they will be the defendant. And it's time we started locking these liars and thieves up.
Couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Terrence.
Thank you
stay
guys.
Safe.
Thank you for your show. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I haven't even asked you about that, Michael. What do you guys know anything about the judges in that area who's likely to hear this?
No, I don't know anything about them, honestly. But we were told that and this was an officer when the group and my wife was coming up there to pick me up and get me out of jail. They were told by an officer there, some hillbilly out there decided to shoot and kill me that day, that no judge or jury in Andrews would convict that person of murder.
That's right. He called everybody in Andrews a bunch of rednecks, didn't he?
That is correct.
Is he from Andrews?
He is.
So does he fall in that category?
One would have to assume. Like I said, it was pretty much open, you know, open season on open carriers. Law-abiding people.
That sounds a lot like the police chief or the police superintendent of Chicago, where he was out there saying, hey, people carrying concealed weapons, if that becomes legal, they'll be shot and killed by my officers. Because we're not going to sit there and make conversation with you. That's a great thing to telegraph as law enforcement. That's opening them. Sometimes I think law enforcement doesn't take a head count. When you're law enforcement, you need to take a head count when you're in a town in Texas and say to yourself, let's see, town of 3,000 people, how many officers have I got? 12? Maybe perhaps I toned down my rhetoric. Before we run out of time, to the best of your ability, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Come and Take It West Texas so they can get in touch with them and see what they can do if you need some help.
Absolutely. On Facebook, like I said, you can get a hold of this Come and Take It Midland Odessa, and then also catitx.com.
As I let you go, I just want to say this one more time. To the law enforcement that has allowed this aberration to happen, in fact, made it happen, drop it. This is, in the United States, you don't operate in a fight. You operate in a jurisdiction. And you are subject to state law. And state law says he could do that. And he went above and beyond the call of duty and came to you and told you he was going to do it, and you set him up. And very shortly, you're going to find out that those white lights that shine down on stages and spotlight the lead opera singing diva, they get sort of warm. Michael, thanks for taking the time to call in and be my guest today. And good luck with this. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on your show.
Yes, sir. Pleasure was mine. At some point, there's going to be a seminal event somewhere in the United States where those that we're supposed to entrust with enforcing the law that don't do that are going to get called to task. It has happened before. It could happen again. I'm not advocating that it does happen, but hey, I'm not above being reactive. Go check them out at Come and Take It. West Texas. You'll probably be talking to a young lady named Stephanie, who's quite delightful to talk to. She'll hook you guys up. And that's it. I want you to remember this. Remember it very carefully, very clearly. It's never been about gun control, ever. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
With financial